105.1 The Buzz, Buckwise. I'd like to introduce you to one of my new Insta friends, Hannah Ranny.
Woohoo!
Yes, Han-Ran?
Han-Ran for short,
yeah. Is that your nickname?
Yep.
That sounds like a sports nickname. Did you play sports at OSU?
I didn't. I don't even know where I picked up that name, honestly. I think it was back in high school. People were just like, oh, Han-Ran, like, kind of rhymes almost, and it just kind of stuck.
You don't even want to know with a real name like Buck. In high school, what I was called.
Yep.
Lots of that.
That's a good one.
Lots of that. Yeah. Well, Hannah, I won't make fun of you any longer. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You have a super interesting background. You went from espresso into talent recruitment, right?
Yes. Yes.
And you are an Oregon State University grad.
Yep. Go Beavs.
And you are now living in Portland. You've been here since you were 4 years old.
I have. Yep. Been
and
a long time.
You love the Pacific Northwest.
I do. I can't seem to leave.
Can we give your Instagram out?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. At Hannah Ranny, just straight up.
How do you spell that?
HannahRanney.
So young, yet you've traveled the world.
Yeah.
Like you've been to Amsterdam and Greece and yep. You go to Vegas and you visit all these places.
I have been blessed enough to have my mom love to travel as well.
Nice.
So it was my graduation gift from college, actually. She took me to Greece and Amsterdam,
Did
some island hopping, which was amazing.
Yeah.
When I was younger, she also took me to Vietnam and all kinds of places. When I graduated from high school, I got to go to Roatan, which is a little island off Honduras.
Yeah.
I mean, Vegas, they expect you to lose money. It's cheap.
Yeah.
So, you don't have to make a lot to get there.
That's so true. Do you have any on the bucket list you haven't done yet?
Oh, everywhere. I have never been to anywhere in Europe besides Amsterdam for like a day and then Greece. Like,
yeah.
There's so many places.
Okay, well, let's bring it back to Portland really quickly.
Portland.
Where do you currently work?
So I work at Beacon Hill.
Okay.
It's a national staffing company, essentially, and it's right downtown. So
staffing companies can be so resourceful. What's a primary vertical that you work in?
So it's under tech. I mean, we have 8 different divisions. I happen to be in IT, which is kind of hilarious in a way because I can barely make a computer function.
But you're able to connect the right IT
people.
Talent with the right client.
Right. It's really more, it's like the relationships business.
Yeah.
It's really about, you know, building relationships, getting to know your clients, getting to know the talent, and kind of making those matches.
Are we talking Intel?
Think about now there's technology in any company.
Yeah.
For example, I mean, you think of Nike. It's an athletic brand, right?
Sure.
It has a massive tech industry.
Yeah.
I mean, think about all the applications. Think about websites. Any company these days.
That's so narrow of me to think tech and go straight to Intel. When you're right, even the sports apparel brand like Nike has so much tech inside just from an operational standpoint.
Absolutely.
Just,
everywhere.
Just
now.
From an intranet standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So really you're working with big and small all across Portland?
Yep. Support Beaverton and Hillsboro. So I do a lot of work with Nike, which is really fun.
Hannah, your head is on your shoulders. You're so well put together. Are you on or off the market?
I am taken.
And how did you lovebirds meet?
In college, actually. He lived 2 floors above me, but was actually dating a girl on my floor at the time. So
this
I kind
is
of,
always how it works.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So I'd see him all the time, you know, like wave, smile, whatever. Then I ended up being in a different relationship when he and his girlfriend broke up.
Oh my God, so
and apparently
messy.
He had his eye on me. And he was like, oh no, now she's taken, like, you know, the classic. Finally, that relationship ended and we were both single at the same time.
This is the same story with my wife and I.
Really?
And yeah, her friend liked me. My friend liked her.
Yeah, a whole big mess.
Yeah, it was a whole mess. And we like basically had to have an underground secret relationship.
Yep.
Well, Hannah, I can tell that you were successful as a recruiter because you are a fantastic communicator.
Thank you.
Before we wrap here, any parting words on Portland?
I mean, everyone knows Portland's weird.
Yes.
That's my favorite thing about it. It's quirky.
Yeah.
I mean, you could try and see the whole place, but it'd be different every time. Every time you go somewhere, it's going to be a different experience.
That's
different
true.
Types of people.
Yeah.
I love that it's just such a place where it's like freedom of expression is totally cool.
Yes.
Be who you want to be and do what you want to do. And that's like a cool thing.
Could not have said it better myself. Hannah, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.